the West Bank, and we love it. Love, love it. It has all the banking services we're used to, plus 10, the hometown 9, friendliness that 8, says, hey, 7, nice 6, to see you. Are 5, you new in town? 4, well, get ready 3, to love 2, where you bank. Mountain 1, West Bank, member FDIC. Go.
And we're back. It's halftime here on KSBT, Bulldogs football. Bulldogs and Trojans engaged in an old-fashioned scoring fest.
An old-fashioned shootout, right?
Woo. Chris Chatburn and Jay Vandenberg along with you. Bulldogs down 7, but they'll get the football here at the start of the third quarter. And, you know, long-time listeners are going to go, oh, God, here he goes again with this halftime. But you have a certain allotted amount of time for halftime.
Right.
Then if you just decide, nah, we'll come out whenever, we'll put more time on the clock for you. How do you think that would work if I tried that in my basketball game?
I don't think that works that way.
Yeah, it wouldn't work out very well. A technical would be called pretty darn quick.
Absolutely.
But halftime is halftime clock is kind of floating in football, but that's okay. It's a beautiful night. What else do we have to do? And we've got this game tonight. Next week, we'll be on the road again at U-High. That'll be another stern test for the Bulldogs. And then they'll open the home part of their schedule 2 weeks from tonight against Connell. And if you're wondering, Connell, I don't know where Connell is. Or
well, Connell's at the state prison over there.
They have the state prison. It's about halfway between
Richville
and Tri-Cities. Yep.
But, yeah, as far as I think they got a pretty good storied football program, from what I understand, a smaller school. Should be.
And it'll be different for the Bulldogs to be theoretically the bully, the big guy.
Right.
You know, as we've opened our seasons with.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been a long time since one of our first three games wasn't against a 5A or a GSL school.
Exactly. Now, is Mount Spokane on the schedule?
You know? Yes, I think they come a little later this year than normal. You know, I think they might be that week after.
Yeah.
I've been so busy this week just trying to get to this moment and this game. I didn't even think. I know next week after that and the week after that. It seems like a long time in the future.
It does, right? Day by day.
You shouldn't think it's too far because it won't be much longer after that. And we'll start to be thinking about basketball.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about basketball.
Oh, me too. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this basketball season that's coming up.
Now, you're JV coach, correct?
I am. I'm going to coach JV boys this year. I'm super excited about it. We had a really fun summer here. I coached some freshman ball at West Valley and some JV camp tournaments. And,
yeah.
You know, they're a great, great group of guys. You know, so much fun coaching, and they all want to learn and,
absolutely,
you know, are attentive to what you're trying to tell them. And, man, that's fun.
Yeah, you got kids that actually, you know, love basketball and out there to get better. And,
yes.
So
I'm looking, it should be a great time. And, you know, varsity should be improved this year as well with Coach Eagleston. So we look forward to that. But that's a little putting the cart a little ahead of the horse because we're just one half into the football season. And the Bulldogs are getting set to receive the second half kickoff. They'll be going left to right. Short kick, then a bounce at the 20, picked up at about the 18 on the far side, out to about the 30, maybe 32, somewhere in there. I think it was Christian Niemela again on the return, doing return duties after Kappen went out.
Yeah, picking the ball about the 15-yard line and a nice little 15-yard return for the Bulldogs, starting their first series, second half, and pretty decent field.
Yeah, and the difference in the game is the Bulldog got their turnovers on the last play of the half, where the Trojans got their turnover right there early late in that first quarter. One of two 14-point runs the Trojans have put up. Bulldogs trying to answer with their own. Here we go with the handoff to the near side. It's Cox. It spins, stays on his feet, and drags another Trojan for a couple of yards. So that is good, hard running for Garrett Cox. And
he came a little awkward
and limps off. So the Bulldogs are down to their third-string tailback, and that's the third-string tailback. It's your first-string defensive linebacker. Zach Benefield. So Benefield in there now. Back to pass. Pettis running. picking his way forward and getting snowed under for no gain. So it'll be third and four. Nice job there by Pettit, looking forward, looking upfield. Couldn't find anything, and then just trying to get what he could.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be interested to see the defense adjustments made here by both squads here and see what they do. And it looks like that time the secondary close balls did a great job of manning up and sticking with the receiver.
Well, the first drive the Bulldogs had, there was nobody open. After that, the Bulldogs had a lot of openings to throw to. There's a hand up the middle. Benefield takes a shot and goes down short of the first down. I mean, he really didn't have a chance to get moving yet. So that's going to be an unfortunate three and out for the Bulldogs as Benefield gains just a yard there on third down. So fourth down and a long three and a half, four coming for Sandpoint.
Yeah, the timing right there is just not there on that long snap, you know, the shotgun snap and getting the receiver just timing off a little bit here.
Yeah, well, they should just snap it straight to Benefield like they did the other time. And that worked out a lot better. So first in to kick it. The kick is blocked. And is going to roll down, and actually works out pretty good for the Bulldogs. It was blocked, but it blocked, went forward. Or it was blocked or kicked really super low. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he put a quick leg on it there, but boy, they came right up the middle, Chris, in a hurry.
Well, we've got a flag down on the far side. If it is against the Trojans, if it's some sort of offside, if they were in lined up in the neutral zone, that'll be a Bulldog first down. So we'll see what the penalty flag is about. Too many men in the backfield for the Bulldogs is the call on the punt. So that'll be declined. And the Trojans will take over at the 32-yard line. And before they get the chains marked down, the Trojans are ready to snap it. Back just holds them off, backs off, and Pierce back to pass on first down, throws it to Hauser and off his hand.
Well, he threw that hard.
He did. He threw a bullet from about 8 yards away. And again, if you're throwing that pass, that short pass in front of the Bulldogs defense, Sampson, I think, will take that. Because the Thomas Hauser, you know, he's almost like, I mean, I haven't catch deep balls. Are you kidding me? There's a handoff up the middle to the near side. A gain of about 8 on second down. Going to bring up third and 2. Gondo on the carry. So third down and short for the Trojans at their 40. Going right to left towards the eastern end zone here in post balls are the Trojans. Trying to draw the Bulldogs offside. Bulldogs aren't having any of it. So now into the snap count they go again. And the handoff goes up the middle. And it is going to be probably just enough for a first down up the middle for Eli Gondo.
Boy, he's right on the line there, Chris. And yeah, it looks like he was able to pick up that yard and a half.
Well, if you're in the area, they give it to you anymore. You used to measure and eye it up and all this stuff. Now it's like the area play. There's a pass to, guess who? Thomas Hauser. And it's another first down for,
wow. Yeah, just quick hits right there to Hauser, and he's able to, you know, show some good speed and get up the sideline and pick up 12 yards.
Yeah, 12 yards and a first down to the Bulldog 44. Back to pass, looking at Hauser again and knocked away this time by the Bulldog.
Elijah Larson there on that play.
Yep.
Well, that's lucky that wasn't picked off. Elijah had really good coverage on the play.
Actually, they tried to get it to Jake Burton in a switch-up, and the Bulldogs are having none of it. Handoff up the middle. Gondo gets a few, so it's going to be third down. They mark it probably about 7 after the gain of 3, maybe just a long 2. So third down coming up. Hauser goes into the slot on the far side. And Pierce is ready for the snap. Third down, back to pass. Pierce rolling, looking.
Out of pressure.
Trying to throw. He gets it off, and it's complete. It's caught on the far side for a first down about the 31-yard line. And I think that that one went to
14.
Yep. Oh. James Lee that time. Yeah, it wasn't Hauser for a change. Lee had to come back to the ball. And a nice job that time by Pierce to buy enough time. Hand up the middle this time. I believe that was Gondo again. Gondo gets about four on first down.
Post ball's not wasting any time here.
Boy, they have stepped up the intensity of their play. Again, Gondo up the middle. Gondo near first down yardage. Knockdown looks like just shy. Going to be third and about 2 feet. And already to the line before the Bulldogs get set. Hand off again up the middle. Nothing. Not even to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down coming.
Great read by Tag Benefield there. He kind of sprinted to the outside, Chris, and then just chased him down the line of scrimmage and made it tough right at the line of scrimmage. Big stop by Tag.
Yeah, Trojans go big, and I mean big, bringing in. They've got about eight offensive linemen in there right now. One receiver, fourth and short, fake handoff. They throw the pass, and it is caught for just enough for the first down and a couple more. So 3-4 yards. Fake the Bulldogs into thinking they're going to run it off the middle. Bootleg for the quarterback and a short throw.
Yeah, just get the tight end out there in the flat. The Bulldogs checking the run on that.
Hand off up the middle. Gondo, nowhere to go this time. Again, met in the hole by... Looks like that time it Lehman. Was Lehman, yeah. I saw the two. I was waiting to see whether it was a four or two. Because we knew it was one of those guys. Back to pass, going deep on the far side. It is dropped in the end zone by Hauser. Double covered, but the pass is thrown right in the perfect spot where only Hauser could catch it, but he couldn't come down with
it. Boy, he got away with a little push off too, Chris, at the end. You know, he turned it, pushed. Catch the ball, turn, and he gave a little push to get separation from our defensive back.
The Bulldog coaches noticed that in the booth. Third down and 10. Back to passers again, throws it. It's a miscommunication and incomplete. It'll be fourth down. Again, double coverage on Hauser that time, and the Bulldogs were the closest to it. So fourth down now, and a pretty key play in this game with 6:54 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs can get a stop here, employ the bend but not break situation. Fourth down, 10. Trojans on the Bulldogs, called about the 17-yard line.
Big player.
Pierce barking the signals, man in motion, fake handoff, back to pass. Big rush by Sandpoint. Ball lobbed up into the end zone and out of the end zone. Then a flag down in the middle of the field at the end. We'll see with that. They might have had an ineligible man downfield.
That's what I was thinking too, Chris.
They had a lot of big guys beyond the line of scrimmage. So Bulldogs get the stop. It is an ineligible man downfield. And the Bulldogs defense holds.
Wow.
And puts it back in the hands of Sandpoint's offense.
Back-to-back defensive stands here to open up the second half. Bulldogs bend a little bit, but they don't break. Come up with a big stop.
Boy, the tempo of the Trojans' offense in that drive was pretty impressive. They were to the line and ready to go as soon as the ball was placed. And you got to give Sandpoint's defense credit for staying out there, staying with them. And they were able to shut them down at the end. So first down for the Bulldogs at 17. Back to pass Pettit. Pettit, big rush, throws it in the flat. It's caught. And a nice gain, going to be close, maybe a first down.
Yeah.
Wow, strong running again.
Garrett Cox
caught the ball, juked the guy, went about 6 yards, and then dragged two guys, another three for the first down. So at the 28, the Bulldogs now have a first and 10.
Yeah, Jackson just taking what the defense has given him there. They blitz the outside linebacker, leaves the flat wide open for Garrett Cox.
Pitch to the Cox on the near side. Cox cuts it back against the grain. He's still on his feet. Goes past the guy, and he's finally knocked down after about five, maybe a touch more. We'll give him six. Call it second and four. And Bulldogs now quickly to the line of scrimmage. Now, you don't have time to think on defense. You better be ready for that next play because these teams, they've come to run about 65 plays each. They run the end around for Christian Niemela with Pettit blocking, Pettit leading the way, and the Bulldogs get a first down. Call that one about a 9-yard gain.
Well, yeah, a little trickery right there for the Bulldogs. Niemela's doing a great job of running the football, picking his spot, and kind of just exploding through that hole and picking up a good game.
So, first and 10, Bulldogs. Trips near side. Cox in the backfield behind Jackson Pettit. Couple claps. Takes the handoff. Hands it up the middle. Cox breaks into the secondary. Gets stopped after about a gain of 5 and shoved back. But that's a good first down run. And Sandpoint, with some pretty crispness on offense right now, looking to get this game tied. They give Cox a full 7. So, second and 3 coming up with 5:28 left here in this third quarter. Sandpoint looking to tie this game up. Pettit looking over the defense. Marking the signals, clapping, gets the snap, looking, throwing, going deep. He's got a man out there. It's incomplete. Close. Some of the Bulldog coaches want to pass interference. But that ball's just a touch underthrown. Christian was open. He had to come back to it.
And had a step. Sure.
Yeah, had a step. So third down. Good shot on second and short. So third down and 4 now. Short 4. Probably more like 3.5. Pettit. Fake handoff. He's going to keep it. He's got a first down and more. He's to the 40. He's to the 35. And that's where he's knocked down after a gain of 15. So the Bulldogs keep the drive alive. Get to the 35-yard line of post balls with 4:53 left in this third quarter. A fast-moving third quarter after a action-packed first half. First and 10, Pettit, back to pass, looking, throwing, going deep. He's got Niemela open, and Christian makes the catch at the 1-yard line. They're going to say he's down at the 1.
Flag.
A flag in the backfield. Right in the holding area. So wipe off that 35-yard gain, and it's a 10-yard penalty. Bulldogs looking at first and 20 with 4:39 left in the third quarter. 35-28 post balls. This scoring update brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot, fresh, deluxe, any sandwich for free, family-owned and operated. Go Bulldogs.
Boy, an unfortunate mistake right there by that offensive lineman for the Bulldogs. That's beautiful ball thrown downfield to Niemela, but all for nothing.
So first and 20, Bulldogs. See what they can come up with here on first and long. Get some positive yardage on first down. Fake handoff, headed, runs it on the option and gets taken down for about a 1/2-yard loss. They give him his forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. So second and 20 coming up.
Yeah, going to that same play that was big here just a few moments ago, Chris. And that time the throws is not fooled at all.
So Niemela near side now. Bunch on the far side. Second down long. Cox right behind Jackson Pettit, who tells him what to do. And then a couple of claps, takes the snap, rolls out. Nowhere to roll because the rush is there, and he's going to go down. Bulldogs tried to bootleg, and they bootlegged themselves right into about a 5-yard loss.
Yeah. Again, little play action fake there, tried to get that bootleg going, and Postal's Trojan stayed home and forced Jackson back to the middle where there was nothing.
It's third and forever now for the Bulldogs, who are at the 48. They need to get to the 25-yard line on this third down to continue the possession. So the defense is a little friskier here in this third quarter than they were in the first half. Pass across the middle is dropped right through the hands of Elijah Larson. Probably wouldn't have had the first down, but would have had the ball back into Trojan territory. So that's going to bring up a fourth down in a punting situation.
Yeah, you got to make that catch there. Ball pretty well thrown across the middle. Elijah just looking to run with it before he caught it.
9 o'clock, and you're listening to 1400 KSPT. This is Bulldog Football. And once again, if you tune into Walk 103, and it didn't happen, and you're catching us here on KSBT, we'll have it for you next week. Good punt this time, and it's taken down at the 15-yard line by guess who? Mr. Hauser, who runs it all the way up to about the 30 before he's driven out of bounds. So a nice punt there for the Bulldogs. Good return, and the Trojans will take over at about the 30, maybe 30, 31
yeah,
yard line.
31. That's 30. Trojans ready to go already.
Yeah, Trojans to the line and ready to snap the football. Apparently, they didn't feel like they got enough plays in the first half. Hauser in motion. Back to pass. Throw the swing pass to Hauser, and he runs through a Bulldog, through another Bulldog, and finally is out of bounds. Flag down behind the line of scrimmage. I think the Trojans might have been in motion.
Yeah.
Oh, Bulldogs get the always exciting sideline warning. Wow. With all that going on, the referee, through his peripheral vision, spied a sideline infraction. So the next time that will be yardage against the Bulldogs. Second down, 3. On the near side, the refs blow the whistle. Oh. Are you kidding me? We're in a media timeout after a penalty? All right, well, since it's a media timeout, we'll keep it here.
Right.
We're in the stands, so probably tangentially media tonight. So next week, we've got another game for you. It'll be an interesting one, again on the road, this time in Washington. It'll be against UI. It'll be UI's first game of the season. Of course, tomorrow, Vandals will try and do what the Bulldogs are doing, play up and play well. When they take on Penn State tomorrow, it's amazing. Penn State, they never come to Idaho for some reason.
I don't think. I think there's more. Penn State probably travels really well, Chris, and I don't think the TV don't hold all.
Can hold them all. I don't think Penn State could find Moscow if they had a GPS and a sundial.
What do you think?
I'm saying that Moscow doesn't rise to the level of where Penn State thinks that they're going to be traveling to.
You're right.
I don't even see Penn State on the Palouse at Washington State, let alone coming to Idaho.
Exactly.
That's right. Moscow would be inundated. So here we go on the 2nd and 2 now after the always exciting out-of-nowhere media timeout. There's a hand up the middle. And Bulldogs do a pretty good job of slowing it down. But the running back, Gondo on that one, I believe, just kept fighting and actually got a yard out of what should have been a loss. So 3rd down and 1, looking to get to the 40, is post-balled. Substitutes come in. Gondo right behind his quarterback Pierce. To the Bulldogs, you have to know where Hauser is on every play. Man in motion this time to the near side. They throw it to that man in motion. He catches it and drops it. So it's going to be a 4th down. He wasn't going to have the 1st down anyway because the Bulldogs had that pretty well covered on the near side. So interesting call now for the Trojans. 4th and short, you're on your own end of the field. If you don't get it, you're giving it to the and it looks like they're going to punt.
Yeah, Lance Harris, the Bulldog, number 23, does a great job of sniffing it out, comes up, and he was in a good position there to make that tackle.
Or maybe they're not going to punt. They're going big. The Trojans going for it. 4th and 1 at their own 39-yard line. And now they've got miscommunication with the
a little rollout tight end.
Hand up the middle. And if the Bulldogs snuff it out, they don't get it.
Oh, they're going to give him that.
Boy, his forward progress was stopped shy of the line. See where they mark it. This is the key. They didn't get it. They're short. That's for the Bulldogs. Turn them over.
That's a few.
So the Trojans roll the dice in what I can only describe as an act of hubris at their own 39. So 1:52 left third quarter. Trojans think they're just going to roll the Bulldogs over for fourth and one, and Sandpoint stuffs it out and now is in excellent field position.
Absolutely. Great job there for the Bulldogs defense. That's you. Two back-to-back stops so far here to start the second half. Great job.
Well, after a score festival in the first half, we still sit at 35-28. But the Bulldogs have the ball at the 39-yard line. Back to pass Pettit. Pettit looking. Pettit throwing. Just lobs it over the middle to his back out of the backfield, Garrett Cox. Cox takes the 3 yards. Thank you very much. And is brought down right there. One of the Trojans
cramping up.
Well, we haven't had the normal first game flag festival, but it is a tradition. The first game, some kids are cramping.
Absolutely, Chris. Wait, a lot of offensive play so far.
Oh, man.
Offenses have been going up and down the field on a regular basis. So we'll start seeing this here in the second half, probably on both teams.
Did I hear our stat guy say that Pierce is 4 out of his last 11 after his hot start? So the Bulldog defensive backs have done a much better job. Of course, a couple of drops didn't help either.
Yep.
For Pierce in that one. So the Bulldogs now facing 2nd and 7 after the cramping player is up and off the field. The Bulldog offense is ready to go. Looks like Steelbar and Larson. Also for Sandpoint on the near side. Peyton Ennis. Three wide, headed back to pass, goes the other way, finds Niemela, who tries to stretch forward for the first down. I think he's going to come up just short. It's going to be 3rd down and about a half yard for the Bulldogs at the 31-yard line. Ooh, that's a terrible spot. They gave him all the way back at the 31 and a half, and he was nearly to the first down. So 3rd short still. And off the tag, Benefield up the middle. He drives forward. He's got a 1st down.
Oh, God.
Runs over a Trojan and is all the way down to the 20-yard line. A 1st down run of 11 punishing yards.
Boy, I tell you what, a lot of contact right there. And the guy just absorbed it and kept his feet going. And
then
boy.
He dished them out.
Wow. A great, great tough run right there by Tag Benefield.
So the Bulldogs now have it at the 20-yard line, just outside, 1st and 10, trying to tie this ball game up. They've trailed by a 14-point flight. And off Cox this time, he spins, but can't spin away. Goes down after a gain of 1, and it's going to be 2nd and 9. 43 seconds left here in this 3rd quarter. Bulldogs looking for a tying score, down 35-28. The scoring update brought to you by Ivano's Restaurante. Bulldogs owned and operated over 30 years. And a proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports. So 2nd and long. Pettit getting the signal. 23 seconds on the clock here in the 3rd quarter. No scoring in this quarter so far. Snap back. Pettit looking, throwing, caught, and out of bounds. Short of the 1st down, I think. Another nice catch for Christian Niemela. They say they're going to roll the clock as the forward progress was stopped. And it's going to be 3rd down and 1 when the 4th quarter commences. And that fourth quarter comes your way after this 60-second timeout here on KSBT.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods.